Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Amud Beis. We're holding on Samach Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom by the last word of the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara just mentioned the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only avoidas which are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Lavan, only those are ma'akiv, that the Seder of them is ma'akiv. However, anything done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then the Seder is not ma'akiv. However, Rabbi Nechemia said that no, any avoided that's done with the Big Day Lavan, so then the Seder is ma'akiv. Even if it's not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if it's done with the Big Day Lavan, the Seder is ma'akiv. So now says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, that Ushneihem Mikra Echad Darshu, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, they learn their Shita, they darshan what they hold from the same Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Vayisaz Eislechem Luchukas Eilam, Achas Beshana, it says the Lashon Chukas, which is a Lashon of Ikuv, that it's Ma'akev, that the Seder is Ma'akev, but then the Pasuk says, it's which Avodis is the Seder Ma'akev? The Avodis which are done Achas Beshana, one time a year. So now the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia have a Machlaikis, how to darshan this Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he darshens achas b'shana to be referring to makom shemischapim by pamachas b'shana, to the place where it's only avodah is done once a year, referring to the kodesh hakodashim. So only avodah is done in the kodesh hakodashim with the big day lavan. So then the seder is ma'akev. Rav Nechemia savar dvarim hamischapim by pamachas b'shana. Any avodah that's done once a year, meaning all the avodahs specific to Yom Kippur are ma'akev. The seder is ma'akev. Meaning all the avodahs done with the big day lavan, the seder is ma'akev. But it's only avodas which are done with the big days of, then the seder is not ma'akev. Frak the Gemara. If that's the machlokes, then Rabbi Yehuda's shita is a little bit shver. Atul Rabbi Yehuda makom ksiv. Does the pasuk say anything about makom? Why does Rabbi Yehuda assume that the only avodas which are ma'akev are the avodas which are done b'makom that were mischaper once a year? Maybe all avodas done with the big day lavan are ma'akev. So says the Gemara in Achanami. That can't be Rabbi Yehuda's shita makar. Ela hainu time with Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, this is the makar for Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the machlokes from Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda. Is that the pasuk that says chukah, it also says zois uksiv achas. It says ksiv zois uksiv achas. It has two miutim in this pasuk. Zois is a lashon of a miut, and achas is a lashon of a miut. It's only here that the avodah is ma'akev and not other places. So Rabbi Yehuda darshins, chad the miut big day lava mi bachutz, v'chad the miut big day zav. That one miut is coming to be mamayit, that the avodahs which are done with the big day lava and outside the kodesh hakodashim, so they're not ma'akev. And the other miut is that anything done with the big day zav, the order is not ma'akev. From Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia tells you that no, this is how we dash in the two miutim. Chad lemuute big days of. One, like you said, is coming to be my big days of. But chad lemuute she rhyme b'loy ma'akvi. One, the other, the second meat is not for all avodas done with the big day love and bachot. It's just referring to the shvichas hashiraim onto the yisoid of the mizbeach hachitza. Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Nechemia that no, imakvi makvi, loy makvi, loy makvi, that there's no makom mechalik between the shchitas hashirayim, by the shvichas hashirayim, and the rest of the avodas which are done bachutz. If you hold that all the avodas done bachutz are ma'akev, so then enachanami, the shirayim will also be ma'akev. And if you hold that none of the avodas that are done bachutz are ma'akev, so then the shvichas hashirayim shouldn't be ma'akev either. There's no makom mechalik between the two. Kidetani, like we learned in the Braisa. Now Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that the shvichas hashirayim is a regular avoida, just like any other avoida done b'chutz, and he even holds that it's ma'akev, that the shvichas shirayim itself is ma'akev, because the pasuk says v'chila mikapir es ha-kodesh. It says that when the kohen gadol finishes being mechaper in the kodesh, so we darshan, we have a machlekes how to darshan this pasuk. Im kiper kila v'im loy kiper loy kila divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva darshans this pasuk to mean that im kiper, if he finishes all the hazois, so then kila, then he's finished his job. V'im loy kiper loy kila, but if he hasn't finished all the hazois and he hasn't finished his job, meaning the hazois are all ma'akev. Amar lei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Akiva that why are you darshening the pasuk like backwards, so to speak? Darshen it that if he finished his job, if he finished everything he was supposed to do, so then he achieved kapara. Vim lei kila lei keeper. But if he didn't finish his jobs, then he hasn't achieved kapara. Meaning to say, shem chisra achas mina matanis loy asav loy klum. That if he leaves out any of the applications of dam, so it's he hasn't accomplished anything. It's all ma'akev. So now they both really seem to be saying the same thing. So v'amina may binayu. So we ask, what's the difference between the way Rabbi Kiva dashed in the pasuk and the way Rabbi Yehuda dashed in the pasuk? And we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chad amr mashmo is darshan ika benayu, that there's taka no nafkamina lahalacha. It's just pasuk the machlokes how to make the drasha. V'chad amr shirayin ma'akvi ika benayu. that no, there's actually an afkamina lahalacha between the two. That according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only the keeper kilo, that although it's only the hazayis hadam. Those are what are ma'ake. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's in kilo keeper. That's only if you finished everything, meaning even the shvichas hashirayim on the side of the mizbeach achitzai. That's also going to be ma'akev. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shvichas hashirayim is mamash regular avoda, and it's even ma'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda is loshitasa. Mashma that Rabbi Nechemya holds that the shvichas hashirayim is not ma'akev. Well, frak the Gemara, miyam Rabbi Yechanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yechanan really say this? Because again, it was Rabbi Yechanan who said that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya is about how to darshan these two miyutim, that they argue on the same pasuk. Had a dash in the same pasuk. So did Rabbi Yechanan really say this? But that's Rabbi Nechemya, that the shvichas hashirayim is not ma'akev. Va'amar Rabbi Yechanan, tanav Rabbi Nechemya kedivri ha'aymer shirayim ma'akvi. Rabbi Yechanan said that Rabbi Nechemya shita is that the shvichas hashirayim is ma'akev. So says the Gemara kasho, that in a chanami it's a kasho, and the Gemara doesn't have a teretz. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Bichanina, Anu halacha ketayra shechafna kaidem shchitasa shalpar. If let's say the Kohen Gadol, he performs the chafina before the shechitas par. Really, the Kohen Gadol first shechs his par, and then only afterwards he performs chafina, and he brings it lefnai velefnim, and he does the avodas haketores, and then he comes back out, and he gets his dam back from the one who was mixing it, and he sprinkles it in the kodesh hakodashim. So really, the chafina is supposed to be done after shechitas par. Says Rabbi Chanina, if the Kohen Gadol does chafina before the shechitas par, so then le'asav le'klum, he hasn't accomplished anything, the order is ma'akev, and he has to do a new chafina after the shechitas par. So says the Gemara, command like Rabbi Yehuda. This halacha seems to be not like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar ki ksiva chuka bedvar manasim bevigdilavim bifnim udechsiva. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was, is, like we mentioned before, is that it's only avodis which are done with the big day lavin in the kodesh hakodashim. So then the seder is ma'akev, but not the things that are done mibachotz. And here, the chafina is done in the azara, so it's done bachotz. So this halacha that Rabbi Chanina said that the seder is ma'akev is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda could even be like Rabbi Yehuda, but tzarech pnim ki b'fnim dami. Even though the Ketairis, the Chafina, happens in the Azdara, it's letzarech bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He does Chafina in order to bring what the Malei Chafnav into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since it's letzarech pnim, so it has the status of an Avaidas pnim, of Avaidah which is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore the Seder is Ma'akev, and this halacha could be true, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, frak the Gemara on the etzem halacha of Rabbi Chanina. Is that really true that chafina which is done before shechitas par, so he has to do a new chafina? But it says in our Mishnah Tanan, im ad shloi gamar matana shebefnim nishbach adam. It says that if he hasn't yet finished the hazaas adam in the kodesh hakodashim, and then the dam spilled, so yavi dam achar v'yachzer v'yaze betchila. So all he has to do is shech the new par, get new dam, and he comes back in to sprinkle the dam. So wait a second, v'misen, if it's true that any time the Kohen Gadol does chafina before the shechita, so the chafina is not yaitze, v'misen, so then yachzer v'yachva mibayle. He shouldn't just have to shech the new par, he should also have to do a new chafina, because if he just shechs the new par, so then it comes out that the chafina which he had done already was done before the shechita sapar. So he should have to do a new shechita sapar, and then after that a new chafina. So says the Gemara, b'keteres le'kemayri. Rashi is Masvir, said in a chanami, he has to do a new chafina. The Mishnah didn't mention it, because that wasn't the topic of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking about the dam, and the par, and the soyer. We weren't speaking about the chafina, but in a chanami, he's going to have to do a new chafina. Says the Gemara Vayter, a couple more lines. Amar Ula, soyer sheshachtu kaida matan damishal par. Let's say the Kohen Gadol, he shechs the soyer before sprinkling the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right? Really, he sprinkles the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then afterwards, he goes out, shechs the soyer Lashem, and then sprinkles its dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Let's say he shechs the soyer before sprinkling the dam of the par. So le'asav le'klum, he hasn't accomplished anything, and he has to go ahead and shech the new soyer after sprinkling the dam of the par. Frak the Gemara tonight, we said in our Mishnah that hikdim dam asar ilu dam apar yachzer v'yazim idam asar achar dam apar. That the halacha is that if the Kohen Gadol first sprinkled the dam of the sayer before the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he just goes ahead and he sprinkles the dam of the sayer a second time after the hazaz dam of the par. So now wait a second, v'misen, if it's true that any time he shechs the sayer before sprinkling the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to shech the new sayer, so then it's not enough to just sprinkle the dam of the sayer again. Here he obviously shechted the sayer before sprinkling the dam of the par. He even sprinkled its dam before sprinkling the dam of the par. So then yachzer v'yishchay mi'bayle. He should have to do a whole new shechita to shech the new sayer. So says the Gemara in Echanami, if we were talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then that would be the halacha. But our Mishnah is not referring to the sprinkling of the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Targum ha'ula b'matanah shebehecha. We're talking about sprinkling the dam in the hecha. So in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he did everything right. He sprinkled the dam of the par, and then only afterward shechted the sayer and sprinkled the dam of the sayer. The problem here only began once the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he was in the hecha, and he sprinkled the dam of the sayer before the dam of the par. On that, the Mishnah said that he has to sprinkle the dam of the sayer a second time. So therefore, that's why there's nothing doing with the shechita. V'chein amar b'efes b'matana shevhecha. That our Mishnah is referring to the sprinkling of the dam, which is in the hecha. So that's why the Mishnah suffices and says that all he has to do is sprinkle the dam of the sayer a second time.